Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
I do not believe it. A brand new song on the 23rd of April. Brooke has conceded and he's handed over the reins to Mick Jagger. Good morning, everyone. Great to have you with us. McCafe Menu, Toby Nankervis, the captain of the Tigers, to join us this morning. Massive game for them coming up tomorrow night, Anzac Day Eve, or Anzac Eve. Sammy Edmund with all the news. Andrew Copley from Greyhound Adoption Program. The King, I hope the King's not been put up for adoption because we've kind of finished with him, but that doesn't mean he'll be forgotten. Your calls and text messages always welcome throughout the morning. Good morning to you, Whispers.
Good morning, buddy. Nice little tight spot you did last night too. Well done to you and your team there on the couch.
Oh, nice, thank you. Start me up. Is that
nice little show?
Was that you that changed the music?
I heard that the other day, and I just passed it on to Brooke, and I thought, how about we give this a bit of a run? And he has, and I think it's a double thumbs up.
Well, we'll soon find out. Because
tell us what you think, everybody.
Backwards and coming forward, 0433981116. You know the number. Oh, how was your time up in Brisbane? You went up for a wedding. How was it?
It was tickety boo.
Was it good?
It was absolutely magnificent.
What was good about it?
It was.
How long were you up?
Well, a long time. Friday to came back yesterday.
Oh, that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A three nighter.
Well, you got to have your pre's and then you got to have your recoveries, Gary.
What?
That's what it's all. It's a 3-day event now, wedding.
Did you stay the whole time at the
Yes, stayed there, and not all the children were up there. Job wasn't there, but the girls were there, and little baby and Frankie and Winnie and Hucky were running around the hotel
there.
Like they had the gold pass to every joint there.
Did they have was there a big pool?
A big pool. I tell you what, it was like arriving at I don't know what a Vogue fashion shoot might look like, but that's what it was like arriving. And I was half expecting to see Nikki in swimsuit there lying on a lounge somewhere.
Was it is a pool? Is it a good pool?
Because I
think
pool.
That's the key to any great
that's
hotel.
It's a great, great pool. It was a bit loaded.
And where was the weather?
It may have had too many people around it on the Friday afternoon. That is a great hotel. The weather wasn't great. It was good. It was nice on Friday, but then it rained on Saturday. Then it rained again on Sunday. All day Sunday it rained up there. But great hotel. But you know what makes a great wedding? And I've just, I hope you don't mind, but I've just sort of just put a temporary date on hold for you and Nikki up there because
what?
It was so good. I just said to the people's up there, look, I know a couple that are getting married soon. This would be the ideal venue.
Well, we couldn't afford that.
Of course you could.
No way.
Of course you
could.
You
told me how much that costs up there.
No, I didn't. I didn't know.
Yes, you did.
No,
you
I
said
don't.
It's very, very exy.
I can't remember saying that.
We wouldn't be able to afford that. On
you know what makes a great wedding?
What?
A great
quick.
Well, that too, but a great service and then great speeches and all that sort of stuff and food and all that. But the celebrant was, Ali was her name, and yep. She was known to the groom and the bride.
Well, there's a start.
And it was just, it was funny. Like, it was split your sides funny, the whole ceremony.
Well, that's good.
It was great, and it put everybody in a great mood.
What about the food?
The food was outstanding.
What'd you have?
It was something that you wouldn't necessarily soup. Enjoy. It was shared plates, so it was just sort of like they brought a big leg of lamb shared out onto the plate. Table and you had to just rip it apart with your hands. It was absolutely magnificent.
Look at our... Magnificent. Now, if you didn't think, as I say often and many times, I know nothing about music, but I didn't think our new song was the answer... Coxie, hit this. This is the newer version. Give it to us. Never has there been a reaction like this. That other song must have been absolutely killing people.
It was Scheisenhauser.
Well, you were part of it.
No, I wasn't.
You are part of it.
No, Brooke, I said to Brooke, okay, I'll let you choose the song. And he said, you sure? I said, yeah, go with it. I don't particularly like it. He said, no, people will like it. And the people have spoken over a long period of time. Hey,
I've got an exclusive. We have got an exclusive.
I've got an exclusive a little bit
later,
too.
We've got an exclusive this morning.
I found myself because Sam, my brother-in-law, Sam, my brother-in-law, played for Port, Melbourne, in the VFA back in the day when
back in the day,
right? So he had a couple of his mates there at the wedding as well.
A couple of his Port Melbourne.
I'm in a drinking school, with the boys, and then one of them said to me, "Right, my shout, I'm going to the bar. What do you want?"
What'd the whiff say? A rosé?
I said the rosé tumbled out. It tumbled out of my mouth, Gary. Before
the boys from Port Melbourne wouldn't have enjoyed that too much.
He was one of the toughest guys in the VFA. The look on his face. Oh, I said it like that, though. Oh, I have a rosé, thanks, mate.
They sound like my new mates from Collingwood that I sat with at the grand final. I wouldn't be going and giving them, ordering a rosé with them. Hey, we've got a Harley Reid exclusive today. It's coming up it's a bit later.
No. We've got two.
What?
We've got two.
What do you mean?
We've got two exclusives on Harley Reid.
Have we?
Mm.
Well, I've only got my
one.
I haven't
passed the other one on to you because I had to keep it confidential.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for a text message, and when that comes through, bang, well, we're going to go with it.
I've got audio. Have you got audio with yours?
No, I
haven't.
Okay, no.
I've got audio with mine. Right. So just stay tuned, everyone. Stay tuned because that's still to come. Oh, I've got lots of stuff. I mean, I haven't seen you for a long time. Oh, I've got a lot of stuff coming out of...
Well, start me up with what you got there.
Well, you didn't give me a review of the pie that I gave you. Brooke last week, the homemade lamb and leftover roast veggies.
Well, Nikki made it. I sent the message to Nikki.
Right.
Yeah, with the photo, Brando licking the bowl clean.
Right. Well, I didn't.
Did she not pass that on to you?
Nope.
It was magnificent. Absolutely magnificent.
I haven't seen the Tupperware yet.
Well, I don't know where that is, by the way. Although we got back after our dog sitter. It was interesting.
Oh, how'd you go with that?
Well, it was interesting. I can't really talk about it on air, but it was interesting.
Did you leave something?
Everything was okay.
Did you leave a hair? You haven't got one, but would you have left a hair over the like the drawer to see whether someone...
What, my small's drawer?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I haven't checked the small's drawer yet, but the place had a distinct smell about it when we got back.
What?
That's all I'm saying.
And you're talking the old...
No.
The hoochie-goochie.
No. I'm just saying that she clearly did a lot of cooking while we were away. That's all I'm
Curry?
Saying. Yeah, maybe.
Right, I'll get that out of you during the ad break and I'll decide whether I share that with the audience.
Sorry.
Hey, does anyone out there know good Jeep dealership? I'm just putting that out.
What for?
Oh, my son's Jeep broke down.
What happened to it?
I don't know. That's what I need a good Jeep dealership for.
How old is it?
It's a Patriot, 2013.
Right. And has it just stopped completely or...?
He didn't want to drive it any further because a light came on that he was got scared about.
Oh, no, just do what my kids did.
Leave the keys in it?
No, just ignore the light.
well, that's
until
true.
It completely blows
up.
Yeah,
no, that would have been an option as well. But anyway, if you've got a good Jeep dealership out there, let me know.
Yeah, well, there'd be somebody out there.
Somebody
out there. You were about to talk about something else that you've been doing, apart from the pie. Those pie. When are you going to... are you going to do a follow-up pie?
Maybe. Yeah, I am, actually. I'm going to see where else that goes.
In all honesty, that was the nicest pie that I have ever tasted. And when I first looked at it and I realised...
Are you just saying
that? No, I'm not just saying that.
And that's what Brooke said.
No, I know. It was. And when I originally said to you, how come the pastry doesn't go right underneath and it's not full pastry, that type of thing.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
See?
It was just absolutely perfect.
Didn't you want to kill a good pie with too much pastry? That's
No, it was just like a nice little puff pastry on top, which was just enough. Had nice gravy, not too much curry. I thought you might have gone overboard on the curry.
No, you don't even. It's like putting an anchovy.
It was a whiff of curry.
Once it's immersed, you don't even sense it. It just gives it something. I had my beautiful dad come and stay with us on Saturday. My mum and dad.
Yep, Panch and Bev.
Yep. And he's a bit like me. He's not a great sleeper, so he needs to, when he gets up early, he wants to put the TV on. I still haven't worked out what he's done to the TV.
You can't work the TV now?
You know how you get. The TV setups, three or four different remotes, put it on this one, put it on that one.
It's a bit complicated.
I've got Hubble. I'm going to give that a go. I'll report back on that. But
Is he coming to stay?
He's pushed. No, Hubble. No, you know what, Hubble. I don't even know how to explain it.
Right.
That's where they put everything into the one app. Hopefully it simplifies it all. But it's only one click of a button, and all of a sudden now I can't hear the sound properly.
See,
I don't know what he's done, because he's gone into some different areas on the old remote that I haven't, on the TV that I've not been to.
See, I have grandchildren, right? And so this is what happens when I know that they're coming. Sometimes they surprise me and I don't know that they're going to be there. But as soon as I know they're on the way, remotes just go up into a cupboard or somewhere.
What if Al wants to watch the TV?
What's that?
Well, he wants to watch the TV.
Well, they have to speak to Papa before they can get the TV.
What if they get up early?
No, they don't. They never do that. Any rat's tails in the pie? No, there wasn't. Not a rat's tail in sight.
No.
I ran into Woofy yesterday, and he did this one to me. He said, Opa, he said, he pointed to his nose. He said, what's that? And I said, nose. And then he's held up his hands and he said, what's in this? And I said, nothing. And he said, Opa knows nothing. He thought it was the greatest gag of all time.
John's in Mill Park. He's joined us. Go, John.
Morning, Gary and Tim. Thanks for taking my call. Gary, Northern Motor Group.
Yes.
Go down there, mate. Ring a guy called Alf.
Alf?
We were very, very, very staunch SEN listeners, as you know, and they'll certainly look after you. Fantastic dealership for Jeep.
Great advice.
Magnificent.
Johnny. Great. You're a star, Johnny. Thank you for ringing us through. I've written that down. Northern Dealership. Is that far away, John? Will they come and pick up the car?
Richard's on the road. Good morning, Richard.
Morning, gents. How are you?
Okay, Rich.
Gary, your surround sound's been turned on.
It's a smart. It's one of those smart TVs that turns into a picture.
You just got to turn off your surround sound, and all of a sudden you'll be able to hear it through your TV again.
All right, great advice.
Well done, Richard.
I'm going to have to find the surround sound, Rich, or I'll go looking for it.
Are you in the business, Rich?
No, but I know I've experienced this on many occasions myself. That's all you got to do.
Right. Okay.
Getting a lot of love for the Jeeps out there. A lot of people like the Jeeps.
Well, not everybody.
Most people.
Maybe the Patriot wasn't the one to go with.
Well, someone had a bad Patriot, obviously, but the rest of them are saying how good they are.
Mm. I've still got this issue with my TV where the voice and the lips aren't matched. They're not synchronised.
How long have you had that?
It's been a while now.
You need someone to come around to your house.
I need a new TV, I think.
What about those dog-watching people?
No, it was only one. It was one lady.
Who was cooking up all sorts of stuff in your kitchen. What's that? You talking the in the kitchen she was cooking?
What's that? What do you mean by that?
It can be anything. You said there's a funny smell in there.
Oh, no. It was a powerful smell of, I think she'd been cooking a lot of stuff in the Cobram Estate olive oil. And there was some power outage problems too, so the kettles short-circuited the whole system.
I put
the kettle on and the dishwasher and the fridge went off.
My exclusive.
That wasn't the problem before we left.
Our exclusive on Harley Reid is ready to go. So I'm going to take a break. I'm going to make sure it's the right stuff. And we'll play
Breaking Bad type action going on.
We'll play it for you on the other side of the break. SEN Breakfast. Book online for the best rates at melbourneairport.com.au. And Sonos, game-changing sound.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
This is the Ramble for Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria, heading up there next week.
What?
Heading up there next week, taking some clients up there to show them the whole operation.
What about the Wisp?
I'm going up with frozen corn.
What? No.
Yes, he's coming with me.
Oh, that's why I wasn't invited.
You were there and then
we couldn't be on the same aircraft at the same time.
I saw frozen corn's name.
How is he?
Take the Wisp off.
Is he dripping or?
No, he's still in the freezer. He's still frozen.
No, I took him out of the freezer.
Well, he's still frozen, I'm telling you.
Well, it's taken a while to defrost.
Hey, exclusive audio. There's no hotter name in footy right now than Harley Reid. We can talk about him in greater detail. I haven't heard your take. I had a good talk about him last night on the little show. But what happened after the show? Well, you were privy to this. The AFL got involved and said, listen, we're going to have to do something about this kid because we've never seen anything like it.
Well, you started talking last night about the numbers that were being floated around in terms of the long-term deals
And the effect he's having
seasons,
on the club, the players, the coaches,
and the competition,
supporters,
now.
The TV advertisers got on the phone after the couch and started saying we want him on prime time.
Right. So what does the AFL decide to do?
They said enough. So last night they did a ring around and said we're putting him out for auction. He's got the 18 clubs recruiters on the phone and said, this is a one-off operation to get Harley Reid to your club.
Extraordinary. Don't tell me you've got exclusive audio of it.
I've got exclusive audio of it.
I'm bid 2 million. I'm bid 2 million. I'm bid 2 million. I'll take 500 on it. I'm bid 2 million. 3 million. 3 million in front. 5 million. Thank you very much. I've got 5 million. 6 million. I got 6 million with Liam. 6 million. That's $6 million. 7.5 million I have. 7.5 million. At 7.5 million. 8 million. 8 million here.
What?
I'm at 8 million.
8.
Hey, who's Liam?
Kangaroo's recruiting man.
Gee,
it's stuck at 8 million, Wisp. This is extraordinary stuff. And then, guess who comes over the top?
Has he been declared on the market yet?
Yes, he's on the market.
Okay.
The Cats come over the top.
8 million. I've got it down low at $8 million. 9 million. 9 million, 9 million, 10 million, 10 million here. The hammer comes up at $10 million. Any further bid at 10 million, take 500 more at 10 million. Last chance, done.
Gee whiz.
Done.
Cut it a bit tighter.
So is he 10 million, is that per season?
Yes, Wisp.
Where'd he go in the end?
Not sure. I haven't heard.
Well, I got some breaking news out of there
Well, yes, Colm. That was actually the foal for Winx's first,
really?
Of course. But that is what it's like, Whispers, right now, out in the footy market for him. If someone says 1 million, another one says 1.3, the other bloke says 1.8, and then someone says 2. It's crazy.
Well, I got a man out of Perth, and he has told me this on good authority, that the people over there are convinced that he's not only going to win one Brownlow, he's probably going to win multiple Brownlows, and they are of the thought now that they should change his name right now from Harley to Charlie. So they want him known as Charlie Reid over there in WA.
Oh, dear.
You made a very good point last night, or a lot of good points. It was a tight show last night. You were on fire last night.
Yep.
Why wouldn't you be? You're the number one man around the country. But the whole idea of you're not just getting a player here. Like, it's not just what he does out there on the between the, you know, the half forward flank and the wing and half back and the like. It's what he brings to your football club and how he's rebuilt the whole organisation over there in the quick amount of time he's been.
I want to talk to you about it more when we get serious about footy, because there's not. Anyway, we'll talk about it. The price is irrelevant. The money for Harley is irrelevant. Wherever he goes, stay, go, whatever the case may be. It's just how much he can fit into your salary cap. But
are you so convinced already that he's going to just blow the whole thing to the Shiresenhausen?
All I'm talking about is the impact he's had in a short period of time.
I get that.
Yeah. Everything points to him being a freak. Six games in, he's bowling over Nathan Fyfe, he's stiff-arming Dusty, he's taking hangers in the goal square, he's bursting. It was just crazy, Whispers. It was crazy.
As you were saying yesterday, though, not for the first time, a young person has just burst on the scene like that and been able to just sort of take the game by the scruff of the neck.
Yeah.
You outlined. In your first season, how many did you kick?
I wasn't listening to what you said then. Say that again.
Gary, as you know, I love your little show. The only analysis show I watch all week because the rest don't know what they're talking about. But seriously, that Harley Reid was a terrible gag. I wish I'd have read the whole thing. Oh. I thought it was good. I thought it was very, very solid.
Trav.
Sharp.
Come on, Trav. Just have a little joke. Just don't take yourself.
Not your best guess.
it's all me now, is it? Well, it's just me, is it?
That's what I tell you what.
What's that saying? What is that
Success
saying?
Success has 1,000 fathers and defeats an orphan.
Just lighten up. Stevie from Baldwin, just having a bit of fun. I hope you dig into
low.
The cheating.
A new low, Gary, then.
The cheating 23 Chinese swimmers. Oh. Damn straight we will, Dean. How's that smug bozo, old Richard Dick Pound going right now? He wanted to tee off on the AFL's drug policy, and I'm not saying the drug policy AFL doesn't deserve some criticism. That old smug bozo just going nuts. Have a look in your own backyard, Dickie.
Oh, you're not buying the finding that it was environmental contamination.
I don't really care, but for 3 years, the water has sat on it. The old Dick's all about integrity and, everything has to be invested. Come on, Dick. I'd like to talk to Dick on the back of that. Would you?
No, not particularly.
I wouldn't either, actually.
To tank or not to tank.
Would you let me do your skin folds?
Now?
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't bother me.
That's not a big story.
It wouldn't bother
me. That story's been around, hasn't it, that they've taken away the skin fold testing for the under 18 kids? Or is it another group of kids?
No, I don't know. I get a little bit confused about it all. It was about the fact that you couldn't weigh kids. I didn't know whether or not you could or couldn't do a skin fold test. But you're not allowed to do those anymore. Well, only under supervision, and you need to have sort of like medical people there, high-performance sports scientists and dieticians or medical practitioners doing it in a safe and private setting.
It's all got a bit nuts, but we don't need to get up in arms, do we? All right, we'll get up in arms.
No, let's get up in arms.
All right, let's do it after 6:30.